Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Beauty of Falun Dafa shines in New York City Veterans Day Parade. Stanford transplant experts watch organ harvesting film call for more awareness. Canada, Falun Dafa practitioners help usher in the season in local holiday parades. Film on China's live organ harvesting, The Bleeding Edge, screens in Canada. Woman, 70, has finger slit and blood drawn by police. And Germany, people from all walks of life support Falun Gong. Now for the stories.
Beauty of Falun Dafa shines in New York City Veterans Day Parade. Falun Dafa practitioners from the New York area participated in the 97th Annual Veterans Day Parade in New York City, the largest Veterans Day Parade in the nation. Some 500,000 spectators lined the parade route last year to show their support for the nation's servicemen and women. This year marks the 13th consecutive year that Falun Dafa practitioners have taken part in the Veterans Day Parade, also known as America's Parade. Led by the Tianguo Marching Band, the practitioners' contingent showcased the beauty and spirit of the Falun Dafa spiritual discipline from China, which is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Following the marching band were practitioners dressed as lovely celestial maidens carrying lanterns emblazoned with the Chinese characters truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Behind the celestial maidens was a colorful banner team, followed by a decorated float, practitioners demonstrating the Falun Gong exercises, and a lively waist drum troupe. The coordinator for the Falun Dafa group, Ms. Yi Rong, remarked, "More than 300 practitioners took part in this parade. We are very happy to bring the beauty of Falun Dafa to New Yorkers by being a part of the New York Veterans Day Parade."
Stanford transplant experts watch organ harvesting film call for more awareness. The award-winning documentary Human Harvest screened at the Bechtel International Center at the Stanford University campus on November 14th. The film is about China's gruesome state-sanctioned practice of harvesting the vital organs of imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. Several organ transplant experts attended the screening and commented that more people need to know about this issue. Dr. Jeff Shapiro, the founder of the Organs R Us Foundation and critical care medicine fellow at Stanford Medicine, said to a media correspondent that people sitting next to him were shocked by the brutality revealed in the documentary and could not believe it. But he believes that forced organ harvesting is still taking place in China. As a former assistant to the late father of heart transplant surgery, Norman E. Shumway, Dr. Shapiro has worked in this field for decades. He suggested that not only the American people need to know about this, but the whole world should know about it too. Dr. Thomas Burden, a professor of cardiothoracic surgery at Stanford, thought the documentary did a great job of laying out the facts on organ harvesting. As a heart transplant surgeon, he was very familiar with these facts, he said. He brought his wife and daughter to the screening so that they would have a deeper understanding of the issue. Dr. Burden said this crime should not continue and encouraged the organizers to hold more screenings like this to educate the public. Dr. Zhang Huiyan, a postdoctoral researcher at Stanford Medicine, was shocked by the brutal persecution of Falun Gong. She said, "I had heard about the persecution, but I didn't know it was so severe. I had also heard about people traveling to China for organ transplants, but I didn't know such horrible crimes were behind it."
Canada. Falun Dafa practitioners help usher in the season in local holiday parades. For many years, Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, has been a welcome component of holiday festivities around the world. As the winter holiday season approaches, Canadian Falun Dafa practitioners have recently participated in two local Santa Claus parades, one in London, Ontario, and another in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The 60th annual London Santa Claus Parade took place on the evening of November 12th and was themed A Diamond Christmas. For the London parade, Falun Dafa practitioners fielded the Tianguo Marching Band, bringing a mix of traditional, seasonal, and original music. Sean Merton, executive director and chairman of the parade committee, said, "The Tianguo Marching Band is really outstanding. Many people have asked me to invite the band to this event this year, and we are so glad to have them here again." Because of the warm feedback received about the band last year, Mr. Merton said he specifically placed the band as part of the parade finale, right there with Santa Claus himself. Miss Hu from Henan Province, China, watched the parade with her son and her friends. She said that she had not known much about Falun Gong or how the Communist Party has defamed the group over the past 17 years. She thanked the practitioner for taking the time to talk with her and agreed to quit one of the Chinese Communist Party affiliates that she had previously joined. Winnipeg Santa Claus Parade. Falun Gong practitioners took part in the Winnipeg Santa Claus Parade on the evening of November 13th. A holiday tradition since 1905, this is one of the oldest and largest annual events in Winnipeg, the capital of Manitoba. A Chinese visitor who watched the parade said that he knew about the suppression of Falun Gong in China. After a practitioner helped him renounce membership in the Chinese Communist Party, he thanked the practitioner many times and said that he would talk to others about breaking their ties with the party.
Film on China's live organ harvesting, The Bleeding Edge, screens in Canada. The Bleeding Edge, a film exposing China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners, was shown as part of the Vancouver Asian Film Festival on November 5, 2016. The film is a narrative feature by award-winning Vancouver-based director Leon Lee, who won a Peabody Award in 2015 for his documentary Human Harvest, about the horrors of forced organ harvesting in China. The Bleeding Edge stars actress Anastasia Lin, winner of Miss World Canada 2015. The premiere screening of The Bleeding Edge was the centerpiece presentation at the film festival. The film was then screened four times at the University of Toronto, Mississauga, on November 8th through 11th. The film centers around the story of an information technology expert from North America who was participating in an internet censorship project called the Golden Shield in China. When the man has a heart attack, he is sent to the hospital for an emergency heart transplant and discovers the horrifying truth about the organ source. He decides to risk his life to help save a young mother imprisoned for her belief. The film exposes the Chinese Communist Party's 17-year-long persecution of Falun Gong. Richard, a Chinese PhD student at the University of Toronto, watched the film. He studies international human rights at Osgoode Hall Law School. He said, "Freedom of belief is a part of life in Western countries. The CCP forces people to renounce their belief. Falun Gong practitioners suffer pain and risk their lives to safeguard their belief. This is a sacrifice." Richard hopes that more Chinese people will learn about the CCP's live organ harvesting. He had successfully encouraged two of his Chinese classmates to watch the film. An independent report he had read, written by David Kilgore and others, stating that China performs 60,000 to 100,000 organ transplantations each year, and that 95% of the organs were from Falun Gong practitioners, left a deep impression on him. While the Chinese regime claims that the organs used for transplant are from death row inmates, only about 4,000 death row inmates are executed every year in China, and most of them are not healthy enough to be organ donors. Even if all these death row prisoners' organs were used, the number of organ transplant operations they could supply could not match the large number of organ transplant surgeries carried out each year in China. The Bleeding Edge won Best Drama in the Film category at the 51st Gabriel Awards in the United States. The film was screened for the UK Parliament at the invitation of the Speaker of the House of Commons in September and at the 20th Forum 2000 conference in Prague, Czech Republic in October.
Woman 70 has finger slit and blood drawn by police. A 70-year-old woman was held down and had her finger slit with a fruit knife when she refused to cooperate with the police who came to collect her blood sample. Ms. Pang Jihong was targeted because she refused to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. This was not the first time that the Guiyang City resident had her blood drawn by police. She complied with the demand when the police first came to draw her blood a few years ago. Officers claimed at the time that the government was building a massive database of all Chinese citizens' blood samples to aid police investigation of criminal cases. Ms. Pang soon found out that only Falun Gong practitioners were ordered to give blood samples. She came to suspect that the blood sample database is used for the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. She refused this time around only to be met with police brutality. Ms. Pang recounted what happened to her on October 26th. As the police tried to get me to cooperate with them, I explained to them why I can't stop practicing Falun Gong. I suffered from tuberculosis for several decades, but all my symptoms disappeared after I began practicing Falun Gong. I also told them that the persecution is wrong, as no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong. The chief cut me off and said, "We must draw your blood today, whether you cooperate with us or not." A young officer closed in on me with a syringe in his hand. I urged the police to stop committing crimes against Falun Gong practitioners like me. I told them they had no legal ground on which to draw my blood. The chief called in three more officers, one of them being his deputy chief, surnamed Chen. Chen admitted they were violating my human rights, but said they had no choice and must follow orders from their superiors. I demanded to know who exactly their superiors were, and Chen couldn't give me a name. An officer chimed in, "The Communist Party is our superior. We get paid by the party and must obey its orders." I tried to convince them they needed to do things based on the law and their conscience, but no one listened. Chen suddenly grabbed my legs and pulled me off the couch. A few officers held me down tightly, while others kept pricking my left hand. They couldn't get any blood, though, because of my struggle. The next thing I felt was someone cutting my right pinky finger with a fruit knife I had planned to use to peel apples for them. As the police cut her finger, blood splattered everywhere. The slit on her pinky finger didn't close for a week. She also sustained injuries to her rib cage during her struggle to get away from the officers.
Germany. People from all walks of life support Falun Gong. More than 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners from multiple European countries held several events in Munich on November 4th through 7th, 2016, including rallies and group exercises at Marienplatz, Odeonsplatz, Schloss Neifenburg, and Max Josephaplatz, the protest in front of the Chinese embassy, and a three-hour-long parade in the inner city. While witnessing the beauty of this ancient Chinese cultivation practice, local citizens and tourists also learned about the 17-year-long persecution in China. After hearing about the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China, people were shocked and signed a petition to condemn the crime. For 8 years, Dr. Arnie Schwartz, an IT medical statistician, has been calling for an investigation of the forced organ harvesting in China. His focus has been on the trade between Chinese hospitals and Western medical instrument companies. Dr. Schwartz attended the parade on November 5th and spoke at the rally. He reminded the audience that the forced organ harvesting affects Western society because many companies have been suppliers to Chinese hospitals, and many American, British, and Australian hospitals have been training Chinese surgeons. Dr. Schwartz also praised Falun Gong practitioners for their peaceful resistance. He said it was amazing that Falun Gong practitioners can still follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, despite the severe persecution. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.